Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Durant is staying put in Brooklyn, but what does it mean for the rest of the Eastern Conference? It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Canty counting down the hours until he gets married. Very much looking forward to Friday. This is his last day with us prior to his wedding and his entire honeymoon, which is lengthy and outstanding trip that he has sitting in front of him, and his beautiful fiance Mel, excited for that.
Well, you got to tell the people where I'm going, Carl. Well, you can't just lay it out there and then say the outstanding trip that I'm not going to tell you about.
I'm setting you up to do that. I don't want to do that myself. I don't want to give away any information that you don't want to give away. That's all.
Oh, well, we're teammates, though, Carl, and it's okay.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it.
But a trip to South Africa, correct?
Southern Africa, yeah. We're going to do a week in Botswana on a safari. We're actually going to be staying in the bush, and we're going to get a chance to view the Big Five game. So that's going to be fun. And then after that, we're going to hop over to Cape Town for a week and do the wineries, Table Mountain, all of that stuff. So It's going to be really, really cool, man. I've never been to Africa before. It's my first time setting foot on the continent. So we're fired up about the trip. It's going to be awesome.
Will this be a version of glamping out in the bush? Will you not be sleeping on the ground?
This is luxury accommodation. But, I mean, it is in the bush, though. I mean, there are going to be lions and white rhino and all this other stuff around us.
They're just going to be serving you Prosecco.
Well, yeah, there'll be that too. But I told my fiance this, when we're actually, you know, off the grounds of the hotel and we're in the bush, you know, I just wanted to remind her, you know, I don't have to be faster than the lion. I just got to be faster than you.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to say 3 days before your wedding.
I'm just keeping it a buck with her, Carlin. That's a little bit of honesty. I just got to be honest with her. I'm just telling her.
What was your 40?
Exactly. What was your 40 time? Exactly.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. And, you know, I'm also chuckling about Kevin Durant, who just keeps to hammer away on people who are criticizing him on Twitter. He's still getting after it right now. It's amazing. But as much as he does that, as much as he answers back, Durant staying with the Nets adds pressure to him to go and win this year. And we spent a lot of time last hour talking about what that really truly means and if he ultimately does care about how people view him at the end of his career. But there's the other part of this that really completely changes the dynamic of the Eastern Conference. I mean, Chris, there were plenty of talks about him ending up in Boston. Now, that's obviously not going to happen. Do they really have to mend fences with Jaylen Brown? Now, Kyrie Irving is staying put, which means he's not going to end up with the Lakers. There are a few different things here that are dominoes that we expected to fall had Kevin Durant gotten traded, and now that he's not, how do the rest of these play out, and how does it change the Eastern Conference and how we view, well, the Nets and everybody else?
Well, I don't think it changes anything from Boston, even though they were interested in KD and they floated Jaylen Brown out there. Now, according to our very own Bobby Marks, he said that Boston is backtracked and mend fences with Jaylen Brown. So seems like they've been able to smooth that stuff over. I expect Boston to be at the top of the Eastern Conference with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. I think those are probably the top three teams in the conference, and then we'll see how the rest of it shakes out. We'll see what happens with teams like Toronto, Philadelphia, and Miami. But in looking at the situation for Brooklyn, even with KD and Kyrie coming back and Ben Simmons hopefully, you know, recovered from the back surgery that he had, the microdiscectomy, I still don't know if I can assign, you know, a championship level of success to the Brooklyn Nets, Carl. And I'm uncomfortable doing that just because of the chemistry issues that this team has shown in the past with KD and Kyrie being the leaders. I just don't trust it. And at some point, chemistry and leadership has to matter if you're committed to doing high-level winning. And so I want to see the buy-in from Kyrie and KD once we get to training camp early on in the regular season. I want to see that they're all bought in to putting the team first ahead of whatever agenda they might have personally. So that's the thing that I'm curious to see. They didn't get their KD didn't get what he wanted in Steve Nash being fired or Sean Marks being fired. Can he put all of that aside and just focus on going out there and hooping? That's Chris, the thing that I want to see.
24 hours ago, literally, it was right about this time yesterday that the story broke that he and the Nets were going to, quote, continue their partnership. Prior to that, the Nets were an 18-1 shot to win a title. After that announcement, that number dropped on Caesar Sportsbook to 11-1. It has since dropped even further, all the way down to plus 750. So 7.5-1 now to win a championship. How is it possible that people are betting this and not realizing they are suckers? If you put a penny on the Nets to win a title this year, you are out of your mind. Why would you ever, ever, with all the drama that we have seen unfold, with the lack of commitment from Kyrie Irving, with Ben Simmons and what he has been all about since refusing to dunk the basketball a year and a half ago, with the stupid drama with Kevin Durant, why would you ever put a cent on the Brooklyn Nets to win a title? The Nets are now the third choice in the East. Okay? The Bucks are also plus 750 to win a title.
Okay.
And the Celtics, I believe, are plus 450.
Okay.
Chris, I wouldn't put a penny on the Nets. Not a penny.
Well, big fella, there's a reason why there are all those big, shiny buildings out in the desert in Nevada, right? I mean, they don't put those up there by giving away money. And so if people want to bet on the Nets having the third shortest odds out of the East to win a championship, then so be it. But again, it's not NBA 2K. This is real life basketball.
Yeah.
And in order to do this, in order to have success at the highest level, you have to have some kind of chemistry. And this team has not had chemistry because Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant haven't laid the groundwork to allow that to develop. Think about it, man. You're talking about Kyrie playing in 103 out of a possible 226 games since he arrived in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant has played in 90 regular season games. He's missed 140 of them. I mean, at some point, you have to start thinking to yourself, okay, these guys have to be on the court, they have to be available, and they have to be bought into what the head coach is trying to do. Now, in a roundabout way, it could help Steve Nash hearing that the ownership and the general manager have your back, because now the players know that. Kevin Durant wanted Steve Nash out. Steve Nash is going to be the head coach next year. So maybe that helps in terms of getting everybody else to buy into what Steve Nash is trying to do. Maybe that eliminates the practices that Kyrie Irving was holding right after the practices that Steve Nash was holding. If you can get rid of all of that nonsense, all of that noise, and just focus in on basketball and committing to a team-first agenda, then maybe, just maybe, this team can realize its potential. I know that's a big maybe.
There's a heck of a lot of maybes and ifs you threw in there, bud.
But, Carlin, if you're betting on the Brooklyn Nets to come out of the Eastern Conference, that's what you're hoping for.
It might be what you're hoping for, but you're a sucker.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong for saying that. I'm trying to paint
the
most optimistic picture that I possibly can for what the Brooklyn Nets will be this upcoming season. If they're going to win, that's how they're going to have to do it.
Yeah, and that's great. I would believe that by, let's say February 15th, Steve Nash won't be the coach anymore.
Wow. I
absolutely believe that to be the case.
Wow.
I would not be shocked if in the middle of those discussions with Durant, Nash, everybody else involved there, that there was, in the midst of this agreement that they came to, hey, if things are not going right, he's the first guy to go. And if I'm Steve Nash, I mean, I kind of get it, but I it's not what that it would be his fault completely, but like, yeah, I mean, it's such a blatant situation right now, given what Durant wanted, then I don't think there's any doubt that Steve Nash, it's not even a hot seat, per se, because he'll get paid, right?
Yeah.
He's got to look at the situation right now like, you know, I really can't win here, so let's just go see what happens.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying, because I'm not caping for Steve Nash. What I am excited about for Brooklyn is that they are taking back some measure of control of their franchise that they turned over to Kyrie and KD 3 years ago. And I think that's a necessary step in order to get this team where they want to be. But, I mean, Steve Nash is about as bad at rotations and game management as Mike McCarthy is for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I mean, there's nothing that I would point to and say Steve Nash can be the difference in this team winning a championship or not. Like, I don't look at him as a guy that can help his team. He can account for a couple of wins here and there once we get to the postseason just off of his coaching acumen. I don't see that. So, I mean, I'm not trying to defend his job security, but at the same time, after the owner takes such a public stance in supporting his head coach and general manager, I just don't see a world where he gets clipped if the team falls short early on. I think the pressure lies on KD and Kyrie more so than anybody else. So that will be the story. That will be the narrative. And I think in a lot of ways, Steve Nash would get a pass if this team struggled early.
Let's hit a couple of calls here on this. David in Minnesota has been very patient. Up next on ESPN Radio with Canty and Carlin, in for Greeny. David, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Canty. We've kind of followed you along with the wedding thing, and I'm really more interested in hearing about the, you know, what happened with the security and the guys that had to be watched. The trip you're going on sounds great, but I'm really more interested in hearing about what happens at the wedding.
Well, here's what's great about it, though, is that we have all been in that situation where we, if you have gotten married, there is no question that you have at least one, if not more, of your friends that you have to be concerned about going into the wedding. And you have to address that going into, and not only, Chris, not only have the discussion with them, and David, we'll get to your Durant point in a sec, that's not as important as this, but also that you assign one of your other friends to be the fixer. In other words, you're watching him. Mm-hmm. You're doing this. You're making sure there aren't any problems here. You are Harvey Keitel. You are the wolf of this wedding.
Yeah. Now, see, you're right about that. I'm the guy that's behind the scenes, kind of orchestrating everything. Now, you make a great point in that I need to assign somebody to be the fixer. The problem is, it's more likely to become, more drama. I don't even know if drama's the word. Exacerbated might be the word if I pick a certain guy or certain guys to do that.
In other words, you don't trust them.
Their idea of fixing things is bouncing people out on the street on their head.
Right.
So that could be a problem.
Well, here's the thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You've got to pick
these guys.
Listen,
played football at a really high level.
Yes. Picking the fixer is not an easy thing.
Okay.
But you get the right guy to handle these kind of situations, and you got to take care of him. You got to get him a little gift, like you get in your groomsman gifts, right?
Yeah.
This guy is basically a groomsman.
And that's what I would say. Like, I'm looking at my groomsmen and to think of the guys that would be the fixers.
There's got to be somebody.
All really big guys with short tempers. I don't know that they're gonna be good at being patient and fixing people that get out of line. That's all I'm simply saying.
There's got to be somebody. There's got to be.
Can
somebody.
You distract this said person? Like, is he coming with a plus one? Like, does that work? Like, you
no,
put him at.
No, he's not coming. So, he's like, not coming with his plus one.
If wow, he was you don't come with a plus wife, one, all bets are off
if,
now.
If he was coming with his wife, I would feel much better about it because she's great at keeping him in line.
Oh,
but he's
no.
coming by himself.
Oh, no.
Which is dangerous because he feels like he has a hall pass. He's got the LTI, the license to ill. I'm worried about it. I literally am worried about it. Like I have friends that we got to keep a close eye on this guy, and everybody knows who the guy is in the wedding party. It's just a matter of, hey man, you know, you can't watch him all of the time. I mean, but it's just one of those.
Can you throw him like at the table with like the older folks so that like maybe the motherly love of like someone? What was it, your mother's friend who made that? Is she the cake or the was it the lemon?
Was it the lemon?
The lemon cake. Like, you know, put him like someone that's like the motherly figure, so he's gonna like realize he can't get out of line, like something of that nature.
I can put him with Miss Geraldine, but here's the thing though, Nuno, like Miss Geraldine ain't gonna stay there the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going home early. After the wedding ceremony, we've got 5 hours in the reception hall. Like 5 hours. Yeah. Like Miss Geraldine ain't staying there the whole 5 hours. So what do you do once you, I mean, it's almost like a gremlin, right? You give them alcohol after a certain period of time, and it's going to end badly for all involved, and that's what I'm worried about.
David, distract us for a moment with your Kevin Durant point.
Well, I agree with you guys 100% that Kevin Durant has a weird or a different leadership style. But when you look back at the best players, as far as his what's going to happen with him as far as his reputation as one of the better players, all that matters really is if he wins or not. LeBron James, I think, has been the strong alpha, but he still gets heavily criticized. So I think the bottom line is, does he win or not? You know, and that's really going to determine his legacy. And
listen, David, I don't think there's any doubt. And thanks for the call. We appreciate it and for your patience as well. But
We criticize LeBron James, Carlin, that's what we're talking about here. Carlin, we criticize LeBron James, but everybody unanimously believes that LeBron James is the second greatest NBA player to have ever lived.
Yeah.
Right behind Michael Jordan. Like, the only reason we criticize LeBron James is because LeBron James himself told us he was chasing ghosts, meaning Michael Jordan. So we view everything that he does through that lens.
But it's not
as if we don't acknowledge the greatness of Michael Jordan.
No.
Or LeBron James. All I'm simply saying is there is a chasm between where Michael Jordan, LeBron James are at and where Kevin Durant is at. And I'm talking about like a Grand Canyon like chasm.
And there
like,
is
and the leadership and the leadership intangibles are really the biggest thing that separate those guys.
And there is, because LeBron James needs it, but Kevin Durant only wants it. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, and on ESPN Plus as well, presented by Progressive Insurance, and now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See, just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or at progressive.com. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, if you're just joining us. Canty is getting married on Friday. You've been under a rock if you don't know that, and we're all fired up for him. What is on the do not playlist at the ceremony? Is there one? Or at the, and at
There is a do not playlist, and essentially it's anything that was made by R. Kelly. So that's the do not playlist.
Yeah, that's a safe call.
Exactly.
Wise. Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything on the must playlist?
Yes, there are some things on the must playlist, and amongst them, my favorite is a song called Icy by Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy. Mm. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Carl.
It was my wedding song.
Was it really?
Okay. It was, yeah.
There it is. So listen, icy.
I know it well. what is your wedding song?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
I can't divulge that kind of information.
You're telling us everything else. You're telling us where you're going in Africa.
No.
We're not doing that.
We gotta keep some surprise. We gotta keep some mystery for the ceremony and the reception, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you the first dance song. I'm not telling you the song that we're walking out to. I'm not telling the song that she's coming down the aisle to. I'm not doing all of that with you because we gotta, wait and it's gotta happen and then I can come back and give people the highlights from the ceremony and the reception. How's that? Mm-hmm. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. And then last little question here before we get some more advice for you. Just give me a quick rundown of the hors d'oeuvres at the cocktail hour.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Big fella,
we talked about this. Don't get mad at me, but remember when I did the first tasting with the caterer that we initially thought we were going with, I had the full rundown. I was fully immersed, involved in the decision-making process because you know how important food is to me.
Yeah.
But my fiance made another trip to Chicago without me and tried Blue Plate, the caterer that we're actually using. She thought it was better than the previous caterer that we looked at, and she made an executive decision. So what am I going to do? Am I going to veto her when I wasn't there at the second tasting? No, I'm not going to veto her, but here's the downside to it. I don't know what to expect. I know what the entrees are, and that's about it.
Am I getting many hot dogs here?
You're not getting many hot dogs. No mini hot dogs. No mini hot dogs, no. They don't do anything. Bagels? They don't do mini hot dogs in Chicago.
What? Are they not part of America?
No, I mean, they are part of America, but they don't do mini hot. It's not a mini hot dog kind of town.
Nuno, isn't the mini hot dog a must in a wedding that you go to in terms of the hors d'oeuvres?
No, it's not a must.
Come on.
It's there, but it's not a must. It's for me. It's the shrimp. Like, is he gonna have some? Some lobster.
Yes, there is a shrimp. There is a shrimp and grit cake that they will be serving as a part of the hors d'oeuvres.
A shrimp and grit cake.
Yeah, it's like a small little like the grit. It's like a polenta, but it's hardened, and then there's a shrimp on top of it, so it's shrimp and grits.
Ah, we better have some good prosciutto, like things of that nature.
Yeah, that'll be
there.
There'll be some kind of beef or steak that gets passed. Listen, Carlin, the entrees are on point now. I mean, we're talking about having the beef short rib. We have the pan roasted chicken. And for those that don't want any meat, I don't know who those people would be. But we have
we're at your wedding, by the way.
We have a spinach gnocchi. So
okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have all three, personally. So
I'm a little bit more skeptical about the situation, but I'm going to put some trust into your fiance here that this is going the right way.
Yeah, put some trust, put a little faith in it, and there may or may not be deep dish pizza at the end of the reception.
Really?
May or may not be.
Yeah, I'm not a deep dish guy.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
What's wrong with me is I don't want to stand around for an hour and a half.
You clearly have not had Lou Malnati's or Pequod's.
I've had Lou Malnati's. I've had, what's the other one? Not Pequod.
Giordano's?
Giordano's.
No.
I've had them both. Here's the problem.
You want Lou Malnati's, or if you really want to go with the champagne of deep dish pizzas, it's Pequod's in Wrigleyville.
Here's the problem with the deep dish pizza, okay? It's 40 pounds of bread, 3 pounds of cheese. It takes an hour and a half to make, and I can only have a half a slice of it before it's going to sit in my stomach for 4 days.
It's outstanding, Colin. I don't know what to tell you. If you don't like it,
it's a casserole of bread.
You know what? You're starting to sound like Dan Orlovsky with your food takes. And I don't want you to sound like Dan Orlovsky. I don't want you to even start going to that territory, disparaging deep dish pizza. How dare you? You will not talk bad about deep dish pizza. You won't. I'm not going to stand for it. Not on this show.
This is a guy from the Bronx. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like a PR spin on your part, marrying someone from Chicago.
That's not a PR spin. I stood by New York pizza until I had a spiritual experience at Pequod's. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny. We will get your calls in on your last minute advice for Chris Canty with his wedding a little over 48 hours away. Also on Kevin Durant as well and how it affects the entirety of the Eastern Conference. It is all there for you. But there was some disrespect thrown the way of Patrick Mahomes yesterday from an unlikely source. You'll hear what it was and who said it next. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got advice coming in from coast to coast for Canty. His wedding, a little more than 48 hours away in the beautiful city of Chicago, Illinois, where he is right now. And we couldn't be more excited for him, everybody except for, well, Bobby Marks.
Good luck with marriage.
Yeah, that was not the ideal send-off that you wanted to get earlier, but that's okay. We are all very excited for your wedding. Canty, I have an anonymous piece of advice from a big fan of the show who just sent me a text.
Okay.
Break in your shoes. A long night of dancing shouldn't feel like Jason Peters ran over your toes for four quarters.
That's a great point. And I played against Jason Peters. That is a very big, powerful man. You don't want him stepping on your feet. But here's my game plan, Carlin, and I'm sure the friend that sent you this advice would appreciate this. So during the ceremony, I'm going to be wearing my custom-made slippers, the formal shoes, to go along with the tuxedo. After we get done with the first dance and the mother-son dance, I am going to then slip off my tuxedo shoes and throw on a pair of Jordans.
Oh.
And we have his and her matching Jordans for the wedding reception.
Oh, wow.
Because not only am I going to do that, she's going to do that too.
That's outstanding.
Exactly.
That's
I thought you might like that. You might like it.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got married, I was not smart enough to do that. Didn't change the shoes. Is there an outfit change as well for the reception in addition to the shoes?
No, because I'm seeing
that a lot in weddings these days.
No, we're not doing the wardrobe change. And quite frankly, what I had to pay for this tuxedo and what she had to pay for this wedding dress, people going to see us in that all night.
Yeah. You may wear it to work when you get back.
No, 1,000%. 1,000%. Well, that is a nice suit you got on. Thank you. I wore it for my wedding, but I figured since I paid so much for it, I might as well wear it on Get Up and First Take 2.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Time to say goodnight to that check engine light with the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free so you can drive with peace of mind. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Canty also has a few things that he wants to get off his chest. That in 5 minutes. First, more advice rolling in. Steve in Nevada next on ESPN Radio. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Congratulations, Mr. Canty.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot. What kind of advice you got for me?
I'm a DJ. I've done over 600 weddings. I've seen it all. And first of all, song you need to play. You need to play Cherokee by the Sugar Hill Gang. That'll get everybody going. That's a great tune. And when you're doing the toast, there's always a few people, you know, that you want to toast. There's a few parents, best man, maid of honor, all of that. Do not open up the mic. to all the guests. That is a no-no.
Oh,
I was doing a I was doing a wedding up in Tahoe, and so the we stand right next to the person talking on the microphone. That way, just in case they say something, I got to grab it from them. Sometimes it becomes a wrestling match. Anyways, so this guy, he decides he's going to come out at this wedding on the microphone during the toast. It's the bride's brother, and he comes out and he says he's in love with the groom.
Oh.
And, oh, my goodness. I mean, it was absolutely crazy, you guys.
Holy cow.
That is a plot twist if I've ever heard one, Carl.
Oh, my gosh. And so all of a sudden, the whole wedding changes.
Let me tell you something. That's Angela Bassett walking away from flames right there. I'm going to burn this thing down.
Let me tell you what's going to happen, Carlin. Security! Security! They're going to yank that sucker out there faster than somebody getting booed at the Apollo and the Sandman coming on the stage. That's how quickly we're going to get rid of them folks. That whole speak now or forever hold your peace.
Hold your peace.
That's just a formality, because if you don't hold your peace, it won't be very peaceful for you.
Yeah,
just
let me tell you something.
You know.
Yeah, a lot of times, better to just not give the option. I have not been at a wedding where anybody has ever really burned it down like that, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Dave is up next on ESPN Radio. Dave, what do you got for Canty?
Well, first of all, I want to wish him good luck. 44 years for me. But I want to remind you, it's winter in South Africa. My wife, less than an hour ago, just left Cape Town. She's been over there 6 weeks. We have family over there. Last night in Cape Town, 44 degrees.
Yeah, and it's tricky because we have to pack because we're going to the Okavango Delta in Botswana, which is going to be high 80s, low 90s. But then we're going to go to Cape Town, which is going to be 20, 25 degrees cooler. So, you know, there's a lot of variance in terms of what we got to pack for, big fella. That can make it a little bit tricky.
Yeah, plus, you know, get a little advice from Dave there. You know, his wife was away for months, it sounded like, in Cape Town. Maybe that's why you've been married for 44 years.
See the things that you pick up on? That's something that somebody that's already married would acknowledge.
Well done.
Well played, big fella.
Admittedly, or it's also somebody who hasn't been married, like Nuno, who whispered it in my ear during the whole time as well. Canty, you have some things that you want to get off your chest, as this is your last day on the air prior to your wedding on Friday. So
we have some
issues that you have to address. So please, the floor is yours.
Okay, so let's start with what I saw and get up this morning with Harry Douglas, friend of the show, James White, Super Bowl champion, got a lot of respect for him, and Kimberly Martin, Kmart, as we affectionately call her here. And Carlin, I'm sitting here listening to them react to Sammy Watkins' comments about Aaron Rodgers and how he's on a different level than every other quarterback that he's played with, including one Pat Mahomes. And my only question to all of the people that were on the show this morning is, have you lost your minds? To say that Aaron Rodgers is on a different level, head and shoulders above Pat Mahomes, to me is just blasphemous. Remind me of this. How many Super Bowls has Aaron Rodgers played in, Carlin?
One.
How many Super Bowls has Pat Mahomes played in?
Two.
How many years has Pat Mahomes been a starter in the National Football League?
Four.
So half the time he plays, he gets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the other two times, by the way, he loses in the AFC Championship game.
And yeah, that AFC Championship game is in Arrowhead Stadium, right? Never been a road AFC Championship game for Pat Mahomes. I just don't understand. And then the other part of this is, there has not been a quarterback that has won more games through their first 50 starts in NFL history than Pat Mahomes. Why are we so quick to assign a certain level to Aaron Rodgers that we're not willing to give up to Pat Mahomes? The guy won MVP in his first full season as a starter. It's absolutely ridiculous to me to say, well, Aaron Rodgers has got more tools in his tool bag. I hear Harry Douglas talking about how Aaron Rodgers can throw from all of these different arm angles, as if we haven't seen Pat Mahomes throw with different arm angles. Hell, I saw Pat Mahomes throw the ball left-handed to a receiver to complete it for a first down.
You don't forget about the no-look passes.
Oh, and don't forget about the behind-the-back pass that hit the goalpost from 30 yards out in a clip from training camp. Please. Stop yourself, guys. To say that Aaron Rodgers is definitively a better quarterback than Pat Mahomes, I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. You're out of your minds if you feel like you can definitively say that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. He's better at his job than Pat Mahomes is at his job. I just can't go there, Carlin. I just can't. Because if he was, then we would be talking about Aaron Rodgers doing a hell of a lot more high-level winning. Oh, by the way, the high-level winning that we've seen Pat Mahomes do through the first 4 years of his career. Stop yourself, guys.
Rodgers 1-4 in conference championship games. 1-4 in his career, where he's been around since 2005 and really starting since what, 08, 09?
Yeah, and Pat Mahomes is batting 500. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. In 4 years.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, okay, so here we go. The quarterback competition that Brooke Pryor, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for ESPN, said that wasn't a competition in debating whether or not Mitch Trubisky would be the week one starter. Now, last Friday, Carlin, I suggested to Brooke Pryor and everybody that was on the Get Up panel that Kenny Pickett should be and would be the starting quarterback week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that was met with the hardest of eye rolls from one Brooke Pryor. But now things seem to be taking a turn in this quarterback competition. Based on what we heard from Mike Tomlin in reports that came out late last night and early this morning, the starting quarterback job is going to be decided in the preseason finale against the Detroit Lions for Pittsburgh. So essentially, Kenny Pickett could go out there and win the week one starting job for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is after Brooke Pryor and others said that there was no chance of that even happening. I'm not taking a victory lap, but I'm simply saying, based on what I saw in the first preseason game and what was affirmed in the second preseason game down in Jacksonville this past weekend, there's no doubt in my mind that Kenny Pickett is going to win this job. There's no question about it. And that's why Kenny Pickett only played in 10 plays against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because Mike Tomlin had seen enough. Kenny Pickett went 6-for-7 in that game, 76 yards and a touchdown. On the preseason, he's 19-of-22, 171 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, Carlin, the thing that we worried about, the shaky offensive line for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett hadn't had any problems navigating that. His mobility is plenty good enough to get him out of trouble. And that's what leads me to believe that he'll be the week one starter. And Carlin, Vegas agrees with me because they have him as the odds on favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, I think it's phenomenal. And I think that we can't overlook something that Tim Hasselbeck pointed out yesterday. This is not a guy who's 20. He's 24 years old. He's mature. He's been around, and now, as a rookie, he's going to get his opportunity. I think it's, listen, I'll be surprised now at this point if he doesn't start. And frankly, as a Steeler fan, I'm good with that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Carlin. If it's close, if the competition is close, why would you go with the veteran journeyman over the rookie quarterback? He's only going to improve as he gains more experience. Why, if it's close... If it's that close, why would you go with the veteran that you know is a stopgap versus the guy that you know is your future?
The only thing I've ever heard coaches say in relation to that is when it comes to quarterback, you'd rather start him a day later than a day early. But at this point, I think that goes out the window.
There's a guy that's played like 6 years in college.
Yeah.
In the same building that the Pittsburgh Steelers practice in. I think he's got enough experience playing the quarterback position where I'm comfortable starting him week one and not worried about ruining the kid.
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. So we now bid you adieu, my friend, as you go off to your wedding on Friday. It's going to be an outstanding event, and we're all terribly excited for you and Mel, and it's just going to be awesome. And the most important thing out of all the advice, out of all everything that you have gotten, it's to just make sure you enjoy every moment of it the next few days.
Yeah, and a part of that enjoyment is a piece of advice that you gave me, big fella, which is to make sure that I have somebody standing right next to me to keep my cup running over.
Exactly. Exactly. Somebody's job at that wedding is to make sure that you always have a cocktail in your hand. And you will have a great, great day. It's going to be awesome. In the last 10 seconds, any last word that you want to share?
No, I'm going to miss you guys, and I'm looking forward to the football season, man. So when I get back from the honeymoon, it's on and popping.
It's going to be awesome. Congratulations, Canty.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.